says she's good condition. She's a good lady. Are you a good man?
Okay, somebody who always has a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. How would you describe him?
I would say, well, she's lovely and friendly. Every time you see her, she's got a smile on her face.
Okay. What about maybe a boy in his teenage, when every time he walks into the room, he falls over the furniture or knocks something down? How do you describe him?
I would say he's clumsy.
Okay.
He can't stand up. He's clumsy.
Okay. Falls over his feet.
Yeah.
Okay. What about somebody who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? How would you describe him? That?
Oh, bad boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a word you'd use only for men or only for women?
Well, I would say
But doesn't bad mean that maybe he's a mean person?
Yeah, that's why I come out there and say bad for a short name.
Okay.
What is mean?
What about if he's not, maybe he isn't mean, he just doesn't, reason to it. You
don't
care.
Why
did he do that?
He don't care.
Okay, what about the word fool?
Well, then use that too. He's just a fool.
Is that a pretty ugly thing to say about somebody?
Yes.
Okay. And what about if you said that girl is very common? What would you mean? Would you mean that she's not a very high class person, or would you mean that she's not a very good person?
Well, I would say she's just a common person.
And what would that mean?
Well, that'd mean she ain't bad and she ain't all that good. Just a common person.
Just an everyday person,
that's right.
Me or you or anybody.
That's
okay.
Right.
That she doesn't put on airs.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the children are gone and you think they ought to be back, and you say, well, I guess they're all right, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
Mm-hmm. Shock, or they ought to be back.
Okay. What about... you wouldn't say you felt easy. You might say, I feel a little bit...
Mm-hmm. On the norm side.
Okay. Would you put un in front of easy?
Yeah.
I feel a little bit what?
Uneasy? Uneasy.
Okay. What would you say if somebody doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark? You'd say she's what?
She's afraid.
Okay. And what if you say she isn't afraid now, but she...
She will be.
Okay. Or when she was little, she...
Went up.
Okay. But she's not afraid now, but when she was a little girl, she...
She was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about that song about the old gray mare? She ain't what she...
Used to be.
Okay. Okay. Everybody's heard that song, haven't they?
Yeah.
What's the... What's the opposite of she used to be afraid? When you want to say that back then she wasn't, you'd say she...
Yes. Putting on.
Okay. Would you ever say she didn't used to be afraid?
Yeah. I'd have to say that. So she didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. Yeah. If you've got, there was an old lady in the neighborhood, and there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
Odd.
Odd? Okay,
yeah.
What other word might you use for that?
Well, I would say she doesn't mean...
But, does mean means that she does unkind.
And don't care.
Okay, what about if she just does things that are rather eccentric,
Oh, you want to say she just aggravating?
Okay. Anything else that you might say about her?
Well, I could say she just worries and mean and don't care.
Okay. What about the word queer?
Well, you could say that.
What would that mean?
Well, she don't care what she do.
Okay. Will you say it?
Yeah.
She's, I want you to just